Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative,
your weekly dose of realism and giggles where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial.
That just shows how long it's
been. Hey, y'all.
Hey. We back.
Right. Say it's been so long, I don't even know how to work this shit no more.
Okay. It's like, do you want to set up your microphone? Yes, bitch. Hold on, act like you don't know us. We break the narrative in this bitch.
And it should have been set up. My phone was like, bitch, you've been gone too long. We miss y'all.
Man, we really miss y'all.
I'm telling you, like, it's been, ooh, Lord.
Too damn long. Corona.
Corona. And life. Corona.
Life.
Post-corona. Lord, it's just been too much going on in the world. But we hope everyone's doing okay.
Yeah, we really miss you guys. Hope everybody's doing good. Your family good. Everything good. You got a job because there's so many out here.
Okay. Ain't no excuse not to have no job right now. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to hear that.
I mean, literally everywhere I go, it's hiring. And then, you know, because of the seasonal job too.
Right. Because it's coming up on holiday season.
Right. I'm like, oh my God, it's crazy. Speaking of holiday season, I think I'm going to try to start Christmas early this year, but I ain't doing too much.
What you mean?
They getting older. They don't really... on them toys and shit.
Oh, yeah. I told mine, y'all got pick three things and then you might get two.
Right.
Or pick five and you might get two or three out of that list because I'm not doing all that.
I'm not doing all that. As we get older, we like money, clothes, maybe a game here or there, you know, because I feel like Christmas come every day for them.
Right. They get whatever they want.
Yeah. We not.
And I don't even know what else to get them. Peanut wants a... She wants the new iPad with the pen. That's what she wants.
Okay.
So she can, like, draw and stuff. Mm-hmm. She wants that, and Zay wants a PS5.
Of course.
Of course. So I'm like, listen, that's how much money that is right there.
Yeah.
That's Christmas. Don't ask me for nothing else.
Yeah. Coda wants the new... Is it the new Xbox or the PlayStation? He wants either the PS5 or the whatever the new Xbox is.
The new Xbox.
But I just feel like, damn, y'all got all this. Why we gotta keep getting...
Right, why do they do this to us? Why do y'all release a new one every couple of... Like, it does the same shit.
It does the same shit. Just like the iPhone.
Right, same shit. Oh, we gonna tweak this camera a little bit.
Oh, we gonna go down to 2 and make it a little better and let them know the quality and the M1 chip and this is better. No, fuck all
it's
that.
It's the same phone. Can I make calls?
Right.
Can I send these text messages?
Right.
Okay. That's it's the same thing.
That's it. But these kids. And then Coda wants a new phone. Ethan just want, he's so simple. But he always been simple. He just want to go see the Muppets. He's just like Kermit the Frog.
Okay, let's go.
And it's a, they have a museum.
Do they?
In Tennessee. So I'm going to take him there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and... That's it. That's all he wants. Nevaeh, of course, wants toys and all this other stuff. They called him on a phone. He wants a car. You know, they the most expensive. Oh, and I need a Roblox card. And I need this. Mm-hmm. And I need an Xbox. So what I'm going to do is gift cards. And I might do something big. But other than that,
no. Because y'all got everything.
They do.
This girl got a phone, a laptop. She got a Switch. She got AirPods. What 11-year-old got AirPods?
They got AirPods.
Like.
Young.
Y'all don't need anything else.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Spool.
But yeah.
So what's going on? What's our topic for today?
So it's just something that's been on my mind. Because you know, like, my birthday coming up. So you know I always get all reflective.
Sleep receipts.
You know I get all in my feelings and start reflecting on life and everything when my birthday starts coming up. So... I have been thinking a lot about, and it's been coming up, like, in random conversations, like, no matter where I go, like, everybody's talking about relationships and blah, 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 and, like, the difference between settling and compromise. Mm-hmm. So, we already know that we've talked about how the dating pool is complete trash right now.
Especially in Atlanta.
So, like, the pool got pee in it, and... It's terrible.
The pool got COVID in it.
Okay, we're not trying to be in this water, but we in the water, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, how do you determine? And then with the whole, like, Jeezy and Jenny Mai thing coming up, and you know how she was married, and then she decided that, you know, she didn't want kids and blah, 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 and they just decided to go their separate ways.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so with her husband before.
Right, how long were they married? A while, right?
Yeah, they were married for a while, and I think...
Oh, he wanted kids.
He wanted kids, and she didn't want kids.
Oh, shit.
But then, you know, she leaves this relationship, she gets with her new man, she gets married, and now she's pregnant, she's all happy about having kids. And it's just like, one, you never know what the future holds, and you never know what the right relationship will do for you.
That's true. And who can bring the best out of you.
Right. But, like, had she stayed in that relationship, like, if everything else is good, but y'all don't want kids, like,
would it have been
is that a, right? Is that a compromise, or are you settling for the relationship that you're in because it's here and it's available and you've been doing it and fear of not starting over? So I honestly think that most people settle for three reasons. Like, I really feel like it's either fear because mm-hmm. you're afraid of what's out there mm-hmm. or what's not out there mm-hmm. because you're lonely. Mm-hmm. Or because, what did I say the other one was? I can't even remember.
Starting over?
Yeah. And what the fuck? What was it? Hold on. Let me look. Because I wrote it down. Let me find out. But no, like, I really think that it comes down to those things. And it's like, but my issue, that impatience. There we go. Mm-hmm. So, like, you don't want to wait, right? Yeah. Like, you don't want to wait to
see. You feel like you're getting too old, and you feel like you got to keep up. And
right. You feel like, mm. So, it's like you're either afraid because you don't know what's out there, or you don't want to wait for what's out there, or you're just lonely and you just want to have somebody.
Yeah.
So, it's like, how do you draw the line? Like, what if you have somebody that's giving you 80, but 20% is missing, mm-hmm. right? So, like, where is that compromise, or is that settling?
I honestly feel like you'll never get 100%.
Okay.
And the reason why I feel that way is just because this is real life. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, because you hear people say all the time, and I would never shoot nobody down, like, no, my person is perfect. No, I get everything I need from them. But that's for you. They're perfect.
For you.
For what you think. You, it could be somebody, baby, they so perfect for you that one day they might, boom, something happen, and that's it for you. But then you can meet somebody else that's even more perfect for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like everybody has shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
So that 20%, your shortcomings are in that pool that we don't want to jump in. But that pool come along, like, you know how you got to put a horse to travel on the back of your car?
Mm-hmm.
That poo is on the back of your car.
You just got to drag it along with you.
Because the thing is, you want people to accept your poo.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, we ain't perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
Shit. Once again, Eve bit, took the apple, and dumbass Adam bit the shit. Like, we all fucked. We bleed. We feel the labor pains. I just feel like everything worked out how it's supposed to. But I do feel like somebody should know when they're settling. And when you know when you're settling, you're unhappy. Because this is the thing. You may be unhappy with the little stuff, but it's like, okay, I can overlook that.
The bigger picture. The bigger picture outweighs.
Right. You want to know something my grandfather always told me? And I just told Brittany this. And she was like, oh my God, that was such good advice. I needed. He said, when you're in the moment, you always do stuff in the moment. You always act in the moment. You never think outside the moment.
Right.
So in this moment, oh, I'm so aggravated with you. You get on my nerves. We just got into it, this and the third. But outside of that moment, can I really say that I don't want to be without you just because of that little moment? Can I really say, like, dang, like, I don't like this about you, but can I go on with my life without the little
without shit. Letting that one thing deter you, like, yeah. Is that enough,
right,
for you to just be like, nope,
right? But then on the other hand too, a lot of people do settle, especially for the things that you just said, because it's like, I could be alone and be so happy, but at the same time, it's like, then when I get out there and do date, it's like, it's always this little shit that I feel like just, I always see a problem, or mm-hmm. Or it adds up to something big, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I just feel like it depends on the person.
So I think, what are you, okay, so settling, I guess, so everybody's got their wish list, right? So yeah. Everybody has, like, their list, and everybody, I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was like, you know, if this is the type of person that you want, like, you can manifest that. She was mm-hmm. like, get focused, you know, figure out what it is that you really want. She was like, but you also have to be willing to accept the fact that you have this list of things that you want, but you may have to accept the fact that you might never find it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or you may have a lot of stuff on this list and maybe one or two things are missing.
Right. So I feel like that's compromise, right? Like, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, like, I have everything that I need in the things that are the heaviest weighing parts. So, like, everybody has their hierarchy of mm-hmm. what's most important to you mm-hmm. in relationships. So, I feel like if you're getting the big five or whatever it is, mm-hmm. the majority of what you need, mm-hmm. the little shit that's, like, on the, you know, that little 10, 20%, you're willing to deal with that. I don't necessarily think that that's settling. Yeah. I feel like that's compromise.
Right.
Because, like you said, nobody's perfect. You're not going to get 100% all of the time, but the major bases mm-hmm. are covered.
Right. And I feel like that's important, period. Like, if this is major for me, and you do this, then I can appreciate that. If it's major for me and you don't, or I don't see it in you, or you can't, then we would never. You know what I mean?
So how do you feel about if those small things impact the big picture? So for me, y'all know I'm low-key. I'm not even, you know what? I've done a lot of soul searching lately, and I have come to the fact to accept the fact that I am who I am. Like, I like my space when mm-hmm. I like it, but I'm also a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to baby me. I want you to be in my face. Mm-hmm. I want you to cuddle me and tell me I'm cute. Mm-hmm. And I want you to buy me gifts and, yeah. like, treat me like a fucking princess. That's yeah. what I want. But at the same time, like, I still want you to be your own person. I want you to give me my space. Mm-hmm. I want you to leave me the fuck alone. I don't want you in my face all the time. But when I want you there, I want you there. When I don't, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a compromise gonna have to come in.
Right. Okay. So I have accepted that about myself. And I've also accepted the fact that I'm not very trusting. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. But
I feel like once you know who you are,
it's easier.
It's easier. And then also, too, you can have a balance. Like, okay. Because a lot of times, too, you got to take a step back and realize your part.
Right.
And a lot of people, like, you can't attack each other. You have to attack the issue. If I have an issue with this, like, I clean up real good, but you dirty. Like, we got to work on it. Like, what can we do to help each other? Because that shit bothers the fuck out of me. So what can we do? You know what I mean?
When all of those things start to creep into the foundation of why you're still there. So all of those things, because for me, this is how I've noticed how I've operated over the course of my relationships in the past. Like, I will give the effort to work on those things, but I've noticed that over time, it starts to chip away.
Yeah. Because for 2 weeks is great, and then after that, it's like...
It starts to chip away at the foundation. So you might make me feel this way, and I love being around you, and mm-hmm. oh my God, I got butterflies, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But over time, all of those little things eat away at that, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how do I, as a person, find a balance of getting the passion, the connection, all of that, and still being able to maintain that mm-hmm. while dealing with the things that I'm compromising with? Because for me, it's really hard. Like, once that starts to get in there, mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck it. I'm yeah. Look, I ain't got time. Because now I don't even like you no more.
Right, right, right.
Like, I'm not attracted to you. Yeah. I don't like you. Like, yeah. you get on my nerves. Right. I don't want to be around you. At yeah. all. And that's what happens. It's happened repeatedly.
I feel like it happens a lot in a lot of relationships. But I do feel like sometimes it's like a self thing. Like, if you talked about it, because first you got to talk about it. Listen, this is bothering me, blah, blah, blah. And if that is who that person is, I feel like it's up to you. Either you're going to deal with it because you already know what come with it. Or are you going to be like, no, like, I deserve.
So my issue is that settling or is that compromise?
I feel like it's both. No, the reason I say that is because... Okay, so... Fuck that. I feel like
he's settling. See, that's my problem. That's my issue.
Okay, so this is what I would say. So once I feel like I even get a niggling of, okay, this is chipping away, this is bothering me, I would, if I've already talked about the issue with my person, I feel like I would just be like, I need to tell myself, like, okay, let me take a breather. Let me know how to approach it. Because I know me, I'll just attack your ass. Like, I already talked to you about this. Or you'll feel my wrath. You'll feel my attitude. Right. You'll feel... And so that is something you have to work on. But are you able to deal? Because a lot of the times the little shit add up to big shit. And then it can... The little stuff overpowers the yeah. big shit that you do for me. And then it seems like I'm not appreciative. Oh, I don't fuck with you. I don't like you. Ooh. You know, this, that, and the third. And it's like, no, I do, but I also need this. So if the little, for me, it's always been a little shit. And I've always said that. People always talk about the big shit. Okay, that's fine. But for me, it's little shit. Little
stuff that matters.
So because I know that, my person has to know that. So if we're able to come up with some type of meeting in the middle, then I'm okay with it. So I can compromise. But if we can't come up with it, that little shit is going to, I'm going to say, fuck you and bye. And it's easy for me to do that because in my head, I'm going to think about all the little shit that you know. Like,
you got to go. Bye. See ya.
Yeah. Deuces. And then it's so fucked up how you do think like that, because then somebody come along and they give you that little shit that you like, but the big shit don't, they can't do that big shit.
Ooh, girl.
So it's like, goddamn, do I settle or do I compromise?
Like, where am I going? So,
I think I definitely have compromised in my relationship, and I think that's what keeps it growing, watering, and alive.
Yeah.
Because when you compromise, it's totally different from settling.
Feeding growth too, yeah,
but because I have to compromise with the little shit. The big shit, I'm gonna be. I could buy me a ton of purses. I could go on a trip by myself. I could, but it's the little things for me.
So the, once the I little day to day,
exactly. So if I address it, let's work on that.
Yeah,
and then if we can't work on that, then so here we go. Boom. If I address it, let's work on that. So I'm compromising. If it gets to a point where we can't do it, and I see, okay, I'm
but you still by stick myself, around, then you're settling.
Then you're settling.
Okay.
I feel like I brought it to your attention. I've laid it out. I told you. And I'm working on me too. And I know how my attitude can be.
And it's settling because you're doing the work, right? But now you've seen that the work is not, it's not actualizing. It's not happening. It's not getting there. But you still stick around because you're afraid.
You're used
because
to it.
You're comfortable. Uh-huh. Because so now it's a settling type of situation instead of, okay, let's work together to compromise to make this work.
Exactly. I'm unhappy, but I'm comfortable here. So
I'm just gonna stick here.
I'm unhappy, but I know this person gonna do this for me and pay my bill. And
so
do
you're
this,
settling.
So I'm settling.
Yeah. Ooh, child. Like, this is just, like, the whole, it's just, I really feel like dating should not be this hard. And finding your person. And I've realized that the older I get and the more experiences that I have, the more that I realize what's really important. So now I'm learning the things that I'm willing to compromise on and the things that I'm not.
Right.
So by knowing that
and not feeling bad or guilty for it,
that's something that I've dealt with tremendously.
Right.
The guilt that comes with that. Because it's like, okay, this person does X, Y, and Z. I should be appreciative, but I'm still not happy.
Exactly.
So if I'm not happy, like, it's never going to be what it could be. Because I'm
being selfish to myself and you.
You know what I mean? Because you deserve that. You know? You deserve the full package.
Right.
You don't deserve the me, I'm just going to take what I can get because nobody's going to be happy.
Right.
So I've learned that I need, Lord, to get all of, the more I'm dealing with all of this and the more that I'm processing it, I'm learning what's really important.
Yeah.
And I'm learning that these things are going to make me happy. And I know what I'm willing to compromise on and what I won't settle for.
And yep.
And I think, because I always put up this front, but it's a defense mechanism, you know? Like, I put on this hard, like, I don't give a fuck, and I don't. Like, I do have that nonchalant
attitude.
For
certain things.
For certain things. That's who I am.
But a lot of things I care about.
I'm very easygoing.
Right.
But when it comes to matters of the heart, I'm sensitive.
Right.
I'm a big baby. Mm-hmm. Like, I am driven by the fucking fairy tale. Mm-hmm. Like, I want that head over heels. I want somebody that's going to make me feel good. I want that butterflies. I want to miss you. Like, I want that type of relationship. But what I'm finding is that those feelings and that passion, a lot of the times you'll get, but then everything else is lacking.
Right.
So it's like, you'll have those feelings, you'll have the connection, you'll have all of that, or you'll have the stability. Like, you'll find a partner that's a provider and they're stable and this and that, but they're emotionally fucked up and there's no connection. They're completely disconnected. Or you get the opposite. You get somebody who's super in tune and intuitive and emotional, and you feel that
financially it's just not
there. And you feel the financial part's either not there or they're inconsistent.
Right.
So it's like, how do you, like, so what do you do? Like, do you accept the one thing in hopes that the other part will get together? Or do you wait it out? I feel
like you categorize it. Like, for me, like, okay, so I would put it in a bubble. Like, okay, this is in the middle. This is what I need the most. You know what I mean? Whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, whether it's a connection, whether it's consistency, whatever it is, I need that at the top. Then right under it, okay, I need this a little bit more too. Then, you know what I mean? And once you narrow it down, at least have a top five.
So that's like the Amber Rose thing, and everybody was like, okay, you need to, what are you looking for? Loyalty, money, looks, and personality, right? So they had, and everybody was ranking it, and I couldn't. I tried. I was like,
really?
Because I need it all.
Yeah.
I don't need one or the other. Like,
well, this is what as you should have it all.
All of them are number one.
and honestly, as it should be. But I feel like, so in that number one, let's 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, goddamn. Because honestly, no, I just feel like nobody, and honestly, I'm just speaking on me, my preferences and everything, and I know how I am. I know I've always been emotionally disconnected. I came out my mama vagina emotionally disconnected. She looking at me and I'm looking at her like, bitch, put me down.
Why am I here?
Bitch, I don't want to whine and I don't want to cry. Bitch, I just want to be alone. You know what I mean? And so going through all of that, like, for me, like, you know, I've been in relationships, but being single for a long period of time before I got in my recent relationship where I feel like I have found my person, I feel like I was so in tune with me, and it makes you beat yourself up and love yourself even more. You know what I mean? Because you're like, oh, why are you like this? And then you're like, okay, but I am who I am, and I can't settle for what.
Because I found, you know, that now I'm realizing that as I'm dating, like, I realized that before it was a matter of like comfort, because I'm a people person. Like, I like having a partner. I may not want you in my face all the time, but when I want to do things, I want somebody that I can call and share these things with. I want somebody that I can call and bounce my ideas off of. I want somebody to be able to collaborate with. However, I'm an only child. I'm used to being alone. I don't like to share. I like my space. I like all of those things. But at the same time, like, how do you
balance it?
And then now being out there, right, and like talking to different people, every little thing's like, Shell and Chris be laughing at me because I'm like, every little thing, like, I was talking to
it's this so nerve-wracking.
I was talking to this guy and I'm like, bro, his eyes are too fucking close together. And they were like, what? Like, you really about to stop talking to this man because his eyes are too close together? I'm like, yes, because it annoys me, and whenever I look at him, I do not find that attractive. Like, I can't.
But you have to be attracted to that.
Yes.
Somebody else might be attracted to that. So, it's just not for you.
It's not for me. So, and it's like, I've always come across the like, oh, he's such a nice guy. He's such a good person. And
but,
I'm like, but
do you ignite my fire?
No.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that it's harder and harder to do that these days.
And a lot of, especially as you get older.
It's,
and a lot of times people, you could be, it's so many nice people. Like, okay, and.
But you're not nice for me.
I need more. You know what I mean? I just feel like once you find, like, when you get in tune with yourself, you know who you are, you know your flaws, you know what you like, you know what you gotta work on. Once you find 80%, it's that 20, that pool that we fucking dragging with fucking COVID dumbass in. We gotta figure out, like, okay, do I wanna tiptoe in and out this motherfucking pool? Or am I like, okay, no, I need some more. I want 90% instead of 10.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's out there.
I feel like I'm a 90-10 kind of girl.
Because I'm an 80-20, I ain't gonna lie, because baby, sometimes I get motherfucking 20 and bitch, you can give it back.
I really feel like I'm a 90-10 kind of girl, because, like, I'm just like, ugh. Like, I need you to be that person. I need you to be a leader. I need you to be passionate. I need you to be creative. I need you to be ambitious. I need you to be sensitive. I need you to be emotional. I need you to be a provider. I need,
What if you have so much of that and then some of it is lacking a little bit, but as y'all grow together, because a person has to grow with you in order to know you, be in tune with you, be in tune with your body, mind, spirit, all of that. Because soul ties is a real thing.
Yep.
So once them souls tie and it grows together, what if, okay, you have all of this, but I need just a teeny,
I need to see that, though.
Of course. And I feel like like once you see that,
I need to see that the potential for that growth is there.
Yeah. Which,
like,
I agree.
Like, I need
you have to be showing me.
And I can't do it for you.
Right.
Like, I need you. That needs to be something that you, like, you need to know you. You need to know your flaws.
What if these people let, though?
Bruh. It's a needle in a fucking haystack. Like, I can't. Like, I was talking to this guy, right?
We need to build a nigga.
We done said this how many times?
We need to build a workshop for you. Y'all, we gonna do a build a nigga workshop for C and all the single women out there. If y'all want a build a nigga workshop, just let us know and we gonna build a nigga workshop in Atlanta. They're gonna be like, damn, break the narrative doing a build a nigga workshop.
Yes,
like
we are.
And yes, we are. Y'all can pick out the eye color, the inch.
Cause that's important.
The color. And all the attributes that y'all want in these build a nigga men, because girl,
like, it's just, I don't even,
you have to do a lot of I think that's the part that is with you. It's just like, damn, I gotta do a lot of compromising.
And I'm tired of being the one to compromise.
Right.
That's my thing. Like, I feel like I've always put up with so much and I'm always so giving. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt,
right,
and I'm going to do this. But
I'm going to make excuses for you. But
I'm
when
tired.
Is that
right. Sis is tired.
Yeah.
My patience is done. Like,
yeah.
I ain't got no more time. I'm not, no. And if I got it, no,
yeah.
No.
Which I agree.
No.
Because as you get older in life too, like you say, your birthday is almost here. You start to reflect like, okay, what could I have done better here? Where am I at in life? What am I doing? What do I want? Where do I see myself? You know what I mean? Especially when you are a business-minded person like you. You're a pretty girl. You're beautiful. You're smart. You have all this stuff. You hear this all the time, but it's like, okay, when am I going to get my fulfillment,
right,
of what thrives me? What, you know, ignites my fire.
Right. I need that
synergy.
And I feel
like so many successful black women
struggle with that.
Yes.
That's why there's so many single black women in Atlanta.
Yeah. Or shit, around
everywhere.
The world. Because women now, especially, you know, black women, not to say any other race, like, we love y'all, we fuck with y'all too, power to women, but it's so many.
But yes, there are so many successful black women.
And women are not settling anymore, like,
yeah,
at all.
No.
And I feel like that's the part where it's like, okay. Because it's just a lot of ain't shit motherfuckers out here.
Yeah.
But then there is good ones. But it's just like, okay, and then if you are good, I just need you to be a little bit more gooder. Oh, it's hard.
It really is.
Because when you're having a good time and it's just a good time, okay, that's one thing. But when you really start to think like, okay, I'm
and that's
older,
not even to say like marriage, because a lot of women are like, oh, I want to be married. That's not a goal for me.
Yeah.
I don't aspire to be nobody's wife.
Yeah.
You know, I just like I said, I like the partnership.
Yeah.
I like the companionship. We ain't got to get married.
Yeah.
That's not something that I'm like, oh my God,
I
want to
be married. Yeah.
No, that's not it. I just like having a person and I need that synergy. Like,
mm-hmm,
I thrive when I have somebody who's like-minded or who's like, we can kind of work together to make each other better.
Right.
That's the type of energy that I'm missing. And that's like, I can't get there if I'm so focused on the fact that you getting on my nerves because of X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't even get to the point where we can make each other better because I'm so focused on getting you not to do the fuck shit that you do.
Right.
And you so busy mad at me because I'm mad at you because the fuck shit that you do.
Right.
Like, we can't even get
it's
there.
It's a revolving circle.
We can't even get there.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I just chill and settle all of that? You know, and just and take it for what it is, or do I wait it out?
Or do I wait? I say you don't settle. Never, don't settle. But compromise, yes. Yes to compromise, no to settling.
Well, with that being said, but I do enjoy my time, but I just, honestly, right now, if we being real, I just be bored.
So it's y'all season of cuddling. Cupping season, honey.
I be bored.
Yeah.
I be wanting somebody to snuggle with, you know.
Yeah.
Here and there. And then when I'm over it,
then you're over it. And then they be looking like, what the fuck? And it's like,
because y'all know there's so much Libra slander going on right now.
Yeah.
Like, they people be so coming for us like that. But
I mean, that's just how y'all are.
We are. Like, it's like, I can love you today. I can meet you a week from now. and be so head over heels, like, oh my God, I love him so much. He's so great. And then you could do two things, and then 2 days later, it's like, fuck that nigga. Yeah.
You'd be like, where the fuck they go? I don't even know who you're talking about. That motherfucker died. What? Bitch.
I'm not worried about that man. Not at all.
It's just crazy how life is.
So, yeah. It just is. But, yeah, it was just something that I've been thinking about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been on my mind. And
I feel like that's so important, though.
It is. Like, knowing the difference, mm-hmm. you know? And are you willing to do the work? Because nothing's ever easy. Right. Especially when it comes to relationships. You have to be willing to do the work. But how much work, mm-hmm. and is that going to compromise you as a person?
Right.
Like, are you stepping outside of yourself? Right. Are you compromising your being, your individuality to mm-hmm. make this person better or to make the situation better? Like, you got to know your limits.
Yeah.
At some point, like, you can't keep giving until you're depleted and you have nothing left to give, and then expect for the relationship to be flourishing. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
Not at all. Yeah. You're right.
It's not gonna happen.
You are right about that.
And then I think too, like, cause a lot of people, I told y'all I tried the whole online dating thing. Hate it, not doing it. I can't.
I just can't do online dating.
I can't. The apps and all that shit.
I just feel like it's not real. Like,
it's not, because
not to say it take away from people who have found their significant other. That's great. But me, I'm a type of person that's just. Vibes. I need to feel, I need to see, I need to know. You know what I mean? Like,
we got to connect, like, yeah. real life.
And there's so many people out here that are just so conniving, just not who they really are. So it's easy to hide behind that on a platform.
And it's hard to trust people. Like, yeah. you want to find is. People that you can open up to, but you're afraid of, you know, are you who you say mm-hmm. you are? Are you doing the things that you say you're doing? Mm-hmm. Is this really what you about? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you... Mm-hmm. move past all of that, because
you got show me, I gotta see it,
yeah,
I gotta know, you know what I mean?
So, and inconsistency is red flag number one.
Yeah,
if I hear from you today, tomorrow, the next day, and then you disappear for a month and then pop back up like, hey nigga, yeah. what? No. Mm-hmm. Where you been?
Right. And why I can't talk to you, why I can't see you?
Like,
at this point, FaceTime me, motherfucker. Every moment or anytime you talk to me, nope. Just to
say hey, yeah. you know?
And I need to see your surroundings and know what's up. Oh, that's your sister? I remember. Photographic memory.
I'm putting that in my mind. Right, how come I don't see sis in no family photos? Okay,
why when I come over, sis ain't never...
Where's she at?
Oh, okay. Oh, it's baby mama. Fuck you. How your sister turn your baby mama, nigga?
I don't know. So that's the thing. And then I was talking to some people that have been married for, like, you know, 10, 12, however many years. And they were just like, you know, nothing's ever going to be perfect, but you got to look at the work that you're putting in. She's like, because most of it is fixable, mm-hmm. right? And my mom always said men are like puppies and you got to train them. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to train nobody's fucking yeah. puppy.
Yeah. But I just feel like our generation is so different.
It is.
Yeah. It's totally different.
These niggas are untrainable.
Very untrainable. Like, you can send them to boarding school and bitch, they going to come back still acting a fool. You know what I mean? Like, you put a leash on their ass and they going to chew that shit up and go sniff another puppy. Like,
I don't have time for that.
And who wants to go through that?
Nobody. Like, no. And times have changed.
And because I feel like at the end of the day, why should I have to train you when I'm going to still have to grow with you and put up with your bullshit and you're going to have to put up with mine? So we still going to grow with each other and help each other along the way. So mm-hmm. I'm not about to do that shit right.
I gotta do extra.
Like, call Becky with the good hair.
I'm not. Where did you get these stickers from?
Girl, you know Beyonce, my sister. She sent them to me.
I'm done.
I got these, I think, from, like, Hobby Lobby.
I'm so done. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just, I don't know. And it deters me because I talk to people that have been, you know, in relationships. And to me, it just feels like, you put up with what you get, and it's like, but, like, are you really able to be happy if you're like, oh, you know, mm-hmm. my wife does X, Y, and Z, but, you know, or, you know, my husband likes to do blah, 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 but, you know, we're good, like, but yeah. you're not, because you're not happy with that.
Right.
So it's like, I never want to be in a situation like that. And I think that's why I'm so quick to be like, all right.
Yeah. All right, bye then.
Because I'm not.
I'm good.
I don't want to deal with that.
But I do. I feel like you should never settle. Don't settle. But have an open mind and compromise. And understand that even when you do get in your mama where you're like, ugh, take a moment. Is this fixable? Is this workable?
Right.
Maybe I need 20 minutes. Because a lot of times we
do. But what if they're not willing to do the work?
Then fuck them.
So even if they got 80% and they don't want to do the work,
no,
on
because
the 20?
You will always be unhappy. If it's a little shit for you, like it is for me, fuck that shit. No. I'm not about to sit here. I don't give a fuck if you got 80. Fuck you and your 80. Give me my motherfucking 20 back, bitch. I'm going to find somebody who can fulfill this 20 with the 80. Bye. Mm-mm. Fuck them. Nope. It's a no for me.
Okay. So, again.
That's a good topic, though. That is something to think about, like, especially whether you're in a relationship or whether you're not.
And that's with anything. Like, anything. Even with your professional. Job, like, yeah, your professional life. Like, if you win a job and you're like, oh, I make good money, you know, but I'm not necessarily happy here. Right.
Or I work so hard and they don't appreciate me.
Correct. You know but what you mean? Feel like, oh, this is a good job. People would kill to have it. So right. I'm just going to stay
right.
because of X, Y, and Z. But you're really not happy.
Yeah.
I feel like you block your blessings when you. And I am not in the business of blocking blessings.
Yeah.
And I feel like.
And I feel like too. In the way. People, yeah. And once you. If your heart is pure, you have good intentions and things that happen. I know people say all the time, Sierra prayed for Russell and all this. And on TV and on in the magazines and everything looks so great. Which is great for them. But you don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Meaning, they're not perfect. They probably get into it. He get on her nerves and she get on his about little shit. But. They compromise, they make it work.
Right.
Neither one of them are settling. You know what I mean? Like, it looks genuine. Right. You can tell when the motherfucker's settling.
Right.
Like, Cardi and Offset, they settling. You
like,
know what I mean?
I'm here.
Even though, like, I'm happy for them. Don't get me wrong.
But I'm here.
But she's expressed too many times. And you know that nigga got help. You know what I mean? Like, you just know. You can see it. If it's genuine or if it's not. You know what I mean? But you don't have to settle. You really don't. You know.
In any aspect of life.
Nope. So if y'all out there settling, stop today. We challenge y'all to come up with a plan. Get your five things, your circle, however you want to do it. And don't settle. Come up with a plan and figure out, like, okay, the situation I'm in, I'm unhappy whether it's a job, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a relationship, whatever it is in life that you are unhappy with. Ask yourself, do you feel like you're settling? And can you be happy walking away from the situation, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and doing something for you? If you're in a situation where you feel like, I'm happy, but I don't like certain things, work on compromising. Come up with a solution. Come up with a plan. Because that's all it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Talk. Communicate. Because when a person doesn't know and you just so agitated with them and they like, damn, I'm thinking I'm doing everything.
Just ask yourself, are you unhappy? Are you settling? Or are you compromising? If you're compromising, then great. Kudos to you.
But if you're settling, find a plan of action.
Yeah.
Figure out what's most important to you. Yeah. Categorize it and manifest that shit into your life. Because it'll be there. It's coming.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what's going on? Let's talk. We did it backwards today. But let's, how about, R. Kelly finally getting what's good for his ass?
Yes, Kelly. Kelly kills. Not this man said, Mr. Kelly is very upset, but we know this is going to overturn. No, the fuck is not. Let it go. That man is a child molester, presto, whatever the fuck. He let it go.
Right.
He that man.
Do your time, sir.
Yes.
And mind your business.
And go ahead and you might
and leave the rest of us alone because we don't care no more.
Nobody cares. We know you like little girls. You like to pee on them. You like to stick your dick in them. You like to touch them, talk to them, suck them, all that shit. We get it. Let it go. Let it go. Sit your ass in there for that nasty ass shit your ass like.
That shit blew me.
You should have got counseling.
I'm just like, wow. That's crazy.
It is crazy. What else been going on? Y'all, I ain't been doing nothing but just working like always. I'm going to slow down after Christmas. And yeah. We're planning a baby.
Ooh, yes. Baby.
Maybe.
Look, I'm a maybe.
No, we are, but sooner than later. So that's one thing that we have going on over here. I moved. I wanted. Did they know that I was moving?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So I have a house. A new house. We're planning a baby, and I'm working like crazy. The kids are good. Ethan was the only seventh grader in band this past week. He's doing pretty good.
Got to play on the high school field.
Mm-hmm. He did nice. Really good. I was very proud of him.
Yeah.
And Coda's good. Nevaeh's good. Peanut and Zay, they're cheering. Yeah, football. Same.
Y'all know football season. I have no life.
Yeah.
So, I'm usually out on the football field.
Team mom.
4 days a week. Yep, I'm team mom. So, I got all the snacks and shit. I need a bigger car.
Yeah. I think I want a new car, too.
Got that car.
I want a Kia Telluride. I'm thinking about
those trading are
it.
Nice.
Girl, that's what I want. So, I'm really thinking about trading it in soon. If we have a baby, then I'm definitely going to
think
about doing that.
Those are nice, though. It's I did look expensive. At those. Are they? I don't look at prices about nothing. I just seen the car, but they are really nice.
Yeah.
They are. But that's it. I mean, I ain't been doing shit either. Just working, building my clientele, you know.
That's so good. I'm so proud of you.
Dealing with the kids and doing me.
I'm so proud of
that's
you.
That's it. That is it.
You're trying to uphold this dating life?
Girl, I quit. I told you I quit. Like, I ain't been nowhere. I ain't been on no dates. I ain't been doing nothing. I just been minding my business at home. I don't talk to none of these people. I had a whole roster at one point over the summer. Child, all them niggas gets cut.
Now they cut?
Everybody been cut.
40,000 starting.
Cut. Every last one of them. I don't talk to anybody. My phone don't ring unless it's for work.
I know that's right.
I be at the house. Minding my business.
I don't blame you.
Cause I'm at a point where like dating's not even important. Honestly, I don't even have time to date. For real, for real.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy to get to know nobody. Yeah. So it's like it's pointless.
Yeah.
So I just been chilling. Me and my kids and my dogs at the house enjoying.
How a dog? Oh, you got a new dog?
So I adopted Chris's dog.
Oh, the little. What kind of dog is
he? He's a Chihuahua. Oh,
okay.
So
how he been doing well?
He's good. He's well. They're both old. I have like a retirement home for dogs. Like they're both old as shit.
Yeah.
So they don't do nothing except we trying to work on his he's pissy. I don't know what his issue is. He likes to pee on things. So I've been dealing with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And doing events for work and that's it. So I'm gonna enjoy my birthday.
Yes, as you should.
And that's it. And then I didn't get to go on my trip because. Me, I was waiting for people, right? I was like, oh, I want people to go with me, but I couldn't figure out who to take with me, and then it was just an issue, so I ended up not going. Like, I wasn't supposed to be here this week.
Yeah, you were going to go by yourself.
I was, but then I told my parents that I was going to go by myself, and they were like,
honestly, with all this shit going on.
They were like, you don't need to travel internationally alone.
Yeah.
What if you get kidnapped? What if you don't? I'm like, bro.
Well, with all the shit that is going on, you see all these people, like, it's a good thing.
So I was legit gonna go by myself.
Yeah.
I was trying
to. But you are going out of town Friday.
Just to the beach for the weekend. To, you know, the water is my happy place.
Yeah.
So go do that for a little bit. But I am trying to plan an actual trip. And honestly, I'm about to say fuck it and just go by myself.
Where you wanna go?
I wanted to go to Costa Rica.
Okay.
But I don't know. We'll see. But if I pop up somewhere, I'm going to be by myself because I ain't got time to be waiting on people. And I'm trying to travel. Like, I don't have time to wait anymore. I just have to get rid of that anxiety.
Fear,
behind doing it alone.
Yeah.
And y'all know I'm a people person. I like to have somebody to talk to while I'm there.
Yeah.
So, But it'll be okay. I'm still gonna go. I'm done waiting.
We're going to Belize in January.
Oh my gosh, that was on my list. Really? I was looking at Belize. I looked at Costa Rica and somewhere else, and I was like, I want to go. But Belize wasn't as luxurious as I wanted.
And I'm thinking the same thing. But what sold me was the damn adventure guide.
Yes,
and how that beautiful it is.
They do have, but it's Belize is real low key. Like it's not like a big touristy. All the big resorts and stuff. So, and I wanted luxury, okay? Yeah. I was trying to be at the W Resort, you know, doing my thing, but they didn't have one of those. So I was like, this ain't the trip.
Because where we're staying is here.
Okay.
Is
it looks beautiful too.
The resort,
But that's Hilton. By Hilton. So, you know, it's going to be decent. Like, you know, it's going to be nice. I couldn't. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I don't get it.
So, yeah, I'm trying to plan and go somewhere. I should have booked it on my own. And went, but you know, it is what it is. Waiting on other people, lesson learned.
Yeah,
I'll just go next time. So when I pop up,
you like cruises?
I do, but I don't. It's something about being on the water. I don't like.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I've only been on a few though. Mm. I haven't gone on one recently.
We should plan the trip. Like I'm always down for traveling.
Let's go.
Especially, like, after Christmas, like, my schedule, I think I'm going to just start back working, like, 3 to 4s, because I literally be working, like, all the time.
She's always at work, y'all.
Like, it is so bad.
Every day. Yeah. All the time.
Like, seriously, it is really bad. So, I was just looking last month at my schedule, and I was like, damn, I only had 5 days off the entire month.
Wow.
Like, look at this shit.
That is ridiculous, ma'am. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
You got to take time for self.
Yeah.
So you don't burn out.
Look at all this. Like, it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, okay. Like, I got to work.
Yeah, you got to take time for self. You can't burn out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It feels good.
It feels good to be back. I'm so excited. Yeah. So we can keep having our conversations. Like, this really is, like, therapeutic. Like, y'all don't even know.
It really is. And it feels good.
It does.
You know what I mean? And I know even for you guys, because we've gotten so many times, like, where are you guys?
We
and,
coming.
And we miss y'all. Or, like, you know, people feel like they in the living room right with us or wherever, you know. So we really want to stay on this and just continue our little baby, break the narrative. Because not only does it help us, but I know it helps you guys too.
Yep. Get it out. So if y'all have anything in mind, y'all got questions, comments, concerns,
hit us up.
Please hit us up. You can hit us up on social media at Break the Narrative Pod on Instagram. What is it? At Break Narrative on Twitter. Facebook page, wherever. Go to the website, breakthenarrative.com. Find us, let us know, and we will get back with y'all.
Yes.
So this has been great, and we will see y'all next week.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.